Hi, and welcome to the Big Deep Podcast. Big Deep is a podcast about people who have a connection to the ocean. People for whom that connection is so strong, it defines some aspect of their life.
Over the course of the series, we'll talk to all sorts of people. And in each episode, we'll explore the deeper meaning of that connection.
In this episode, we speak with a Dutch freediver who's used freediving to explore and transform deeper parts of himself.
Hello, this is Paul Kelway.
And I'm Jason Elias.
Welcome to the Big Deep Podcast.
Our first guest is the Dutch freediver and photographer Dan Verhoeven. When Paul sat down to talk with him, Dan discussed how exploring the depths of the ocean while freediving had unlocked a way of dealing with his recurring depression, but had also led to the discovery of a special connection to his late father, a renowned Dutch philosopher, in the most unusual of places.
So Dan, you are a professional underwater cameraman, and you've also been a competitive freediver, but you actually had to overcome quite a bit of fear of the water when you were younger. So I'm wondering if you could speak to that, perhaps share how you overcame that fear and how that led you on this journey of connection to the ocean.
I grew up in a small town called Den Bosch in south of the Netherlands, and we got swimming lessons at an early age, and I was petrified of water. So my first memories of water were one of fear. The way I got over this was my stepfather on a trip in France. He took me on his back and he went swimming, and he pushed off underwater and I dove with him. When it was time for me to get a breath again, I just let go of him. And I experienced that rush of water over my head. Popped up to the surface. And I loved that sensation of flying. So based on that one sensation, I got over my fear of water. And then I was always in water, and like that fear became a loathe. In 2001, I was studying in New York, and I had to come home because my father was diagnosed with brain cancer. So I was on the plane the next day. The process of losing him and then taking care of his legacy, in a way, it was a beautiful thing to do, and I don't regret it for a single moment. But because he was such an intellectual giant, the event of his death and grieving his death sent me spiraling downwards into a depression. I was smoking cigarettes all day, and then at night, in order to calm myself down, I'd smoke weed a lot. There was a period of about 4 years where I was completely withdrawn from society. There were days where I wouldn't speak to anybody except for the person in the grocery store. I think part of me realized I need to find something to get out of this. I need to grasp something. So in 2005, I discovered freediving. When freediving came along, I all of a sudden had these sensations that were positive. I loved it. My body responded really well to it. I thought, this is it. This is the thing. This is my lifeline. So I grabbed onto it with all my might. I started training like a madman. I quit smoking. My mentality got a lot better because freediving is, in a way, a team sport. There's a whole community of people around it. So I got back into the social aspect of life. It's a very demanding sport, so you have to eat well. So I got on a healthier diet. So freediving was, for me, the lifeline to draw myself out of that depression. And I replaced something quite negative and depressing with something really positive and optimistic.
So clearly freediving was a very positive influence for you in terms of working with your depression, working with your mind. And I'm just wondering, did fear also show up in your freediving? Is that something that you had to work with in that context? And if so, how did it show up and how did you work with it?
I had it once I started hitting 55, 56 meters. I started experiencing, you have to get everything right. It's no longer a very easy dive. This is going to be also tricky on the way back up. And I accept that challenge. So I accept both the challenge of the dive itself and the challenge of what fear is trying to hold me back from. Then it helps you relax even more because you acknowledge that fear. You're there. I understand why you're there. Thank you for your warning. I'll take it into consideration, but I keep going anyway. And then on the way back up, there's that gratification of conquering a bit of an inner demon. Because I used to be so fearful that I didn't do things. And now it's okay, I can conquer it. It's like every time I do this, I kind of conquer my depression a little again. You know, I win again. And I think most people who've been through depression can relate to that. Every day there's a bit of a struggle. And every day there's a bit of a victory when you come through it and you've not given into it. So within a dive, you can have those feelings and overcome them. And at the same time, experience the loveliness of a deep dive, because there is nothing quite like a deep dive in this world.
It's almost as if you're sort of having to look at yourself under this very intense lens, and then from that, change is happening.
When you free dive, it is like a lens or like a mirror for yourself. If you hold your breath during anything, the first thing that is going on inside your body, it will pop up, augmented. What would happen to me during a long breath hold was this big no in my head, this big gray cloud. It can help you explore that. It can help you deal with those feelings.
So there's no hiding underwater in that sense.
No, there's no hiding from yourself. Because if you stop your breathing, you become this self-contained thing. You're in the water. The water is carrying you, so you don't have to fight gravity or anything. All that there is you and your awareness, this little speck of awareness. That awareness goes somewhere. It can't go to the breath anymore. No, it goes inside your psyche or inside your body, and it goes like, what's going on here? It can help you explore that. It can help you deal with those feelings. I think we sense in the sea, it's such a humongous presence. And even on calm days, you can feel that it has depths that we don't know. And it has energies that we can sense. That moment, and you're feeling one with the water. You lose a bit of sense of self, and you become more at one with something larger than you are. It's kind of like being one with a god. So as soon as you step into it, you feel part of something that's so much larger than you are.
That sounds like a really amazing underwater experience. You also competed in freediving, Dan, and I wanted to ask you to talk about that. How far did you take the competitive side of diving, and what kind of impact did that have on your life?
I started competing in 2006 because I noticed that I quite liked the atmosphere and the ambience around competitions. I wasn't sure about competitions at first, because at that point I didn't quite see the point of going as deep as you possibly could. I was still very much a recreational freediver in that I like to explore things, and I'd like to go into structures and go into a wreck, that kind of stuff. But a friend of mine entered a pool competition, and I went to go along with him, and I experienced the camaraderie, and I really liked the atmosphere of. So I started really competing a lot. And then I entered a depth competition in Germany, and I kind of accidentally set a Dutch record. Like, the Dutch record, no fins depth, was 35 meters. We kind of consider that a warm-up dive now. But in 2006, it wasn't very deep. But I thought, okay, I'd done 35 with fins the day before in that lake. So I announced 36. The guy after me announced 37, and he was a very experienced Dutch freediver. And I thought, okay, that's funny. I have a record for 5 minutes. He dives, comes back up, and he had a blackout. It kind of meant that I was now the record holder in Holland. So all of a sudden, from being a complete newbie, I went to being a record holder. And that changed a couple of things. One of the things that changed was people started noticing me in the freediving scene. It's a tiny little scene in Holland, and people started looking at me going like, hey, you're doing something here. And I didn't quite like that. I felt like I was diving more for numbers than I was for experience. But the thing I really enjoyed about it was I was the deepest man in Holland. And that gave me a realization, because my father was the deepest man in Holland metaphysically. He was a philosopher, and when he died, he was on the news because he was considered Holland's deepest thinker. He was the greatest philosopher. He was the deepest man metaphysically. And I always felt, let's say, inadequate or like an evolutionary step backward compared to him. Because I just wasn't as clever as he was. And I wasn't as good with the words, and I wasn't as good with thoughts or reading, or like I could not for the life of me figure out what the hell Heidegger was saying. So now all of a sudden, I'm deep as well. I'm the deepest man in Holland as well, but I'm deep physically. And I realized that we both got deep because we followed our passion. He was working every day on that desk that I'm sitting on right now. He was writing every day, thinking every day. He was following his own almost compulsion to create and to write. And I was swimming every day, holding my breath every day, following the compulsion to freedive, to dive like that. And in following our passions, we got deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's what connected us. My passion was quite similar to his passion. I recognized my dad in that passion. I recognized our connection. It's because he writes a lot about how he finds the source of wonder in being a passive observer and letting things come to you instead of actively pursuing them. And freediving is in a way like that. There's a certain point during a dive where you have to become passive. You have to let the pressure of the water get to you. You have to let it implode you. It's a surrender to gravity. If you fight it, you will lose. The water is so much stronger than you are. It will crush you. If you let it happen, it happens. So freediving and philosophy do have a couple of meeting points where I think if I were to talk to my father about it, he'd recognize it.
You sort of found him underwater with your own exploration.
Yeah, it's a very unlikely place to find a father who can't swim.
Finally, we often end our interviews by asking our guests a single open-ended question. What does the ocean mean to you?
What the ocean means to me? Yes, it's potential, isn't it? And she has the potential to take your life without even caring. And she has the potential to play with you. And she has the potential to teach you very painful lessons. She can be a home, and she can do things to light that you wouldn't imagine possible. Like all of a sudden, light turns into honey, and she can make your mouth siltier and thirstier than you've ever been. And she can lift you and crush you. Yeah, oh man, the ocean, she has the potential to set you free. She's beyond my words, that's for sure.
Thank you for listening to the Big Deep podcast.
Next time on Big Deep.
It was absolutely incredible that as they're swimming by, you could look into their eyes and just see the power and the beauty and the majesty of such an amazing creature. This is one of the most amazing experiences that show us what life is. You think I'm living in this moment. I am living.
We really appreciate you being with us on this journey into the big deep as we explore an ocean of stories.
If you like what we're doing, please make sure to subscribe, like, and comment on our show in iTunes, Overcast, SoundCloud, or wherever you catch your podcasts. But those subscribes and likes really make a difference.
For more info on our guests, extra audio and photos, as well as updates on anything you've heard, you can find a lot more content at our website, bigdeep.com.
Plus, if you know someone you think we should talk to, just let us know at the Big Deep website, as we are always looking to hear more stories from interesting people who are deeply connected to our world's oceans.
Thanks again for joining us.